High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Three-pointer on the far side, air ball, but Facenda, you know who, gets the rebound, up and good. To the corner, open three, it's tipped, and good!
Tonight's PIAA 5A District 1 Girls Semifinal Playoff game is between the number 7 Villa Maria Hurricanes and the number 6 Radnor Raptors. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods, published since 1893. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Good evening as we welcome you live for tonight's PIAA District 1 Class 5A Tournament Semifinal between the number 7 seed of Villa Maria Hurricanes and the 6 seeded and host tonight, it feels like we're here almost every week, Radnor Raptors. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer for tonight's semifinal. Both teams, Andrew, similar stories the last two games. It's upset city for both squads. They started out strong. They upset the higher seeds. First, for the Hurricanes, led by Coach McCartney's squad, won the opening round 54-24. Impressive fashion over Upper Perkiomen. They then upset Marple Newtown 35-33 at the buzzer. Controversial call. Nevertheless, we're here, and that's what matters. Coach McCartney has the experience I was talking about earlier with you guys. Over 600 wins on the sidelines. 35 seasons. Has the experience come championship time to win that big game? I know Coach Jordan was talking about how Villa is such a competitive and a strong league. It doesn't matter what their record is, they will play you tough, and that is what's being reflected here. Let's switch sides. We'll go to the home team in the Raptors. You can expect some serene Ellie Davis to continue to impress. We were here for their opening win against Pencrest. Impressive defensive performance, holding Pencrest to only 31 points, 144-31. We're here for tonight's game because they beat Upper Moreland 46-42. They end up being the advantage. They probably didn't think they were going to be a home game, Andrew, because they're only the sixth seed and weren't going to come back here.
Yeah, as a sixth seed, you don't necessarily expect to get two home games in the playoffs, but that's what happened for the Radnor Raptors. They were able to get a win on the road at Upper Moreland on Wednesday night, and now they're here tonight, ready to play.
And more importantly, the winner of this game heads to Lee Acora Temple University for the championship game. Andrew will be providing updates as Springfield takes on Shanahan, correct, Andrew?
Hopefully.
Okay.
So we're waiting to see if we have a source there.
Okay, so we got a couple updates. Can you fill us in what other games are going on right now?
Yeah, we had a couple of other games going on over in the 6A boys bracket. Up at Garnet Valley, the number 24 seed has headed up to Methacton, the number one seed Methacton. That is middle of the second quarter, last update that we had. That was a 16-14 Garnet Valley lead. And earlier today, with a 5 p.m. tip-off, the number 2 seed Lower Marion Aces knocked off the Abington Ghosts 60-28.
That was close.
That was not all that close. Lower Marion advances to the 6A boys semifinals. Those are going to be played next Tuesday.
Thank you, Andrew, as we'll provide during timeouts and some other times during the game updates from around the league. Andrew's staying close to that phone and getting updates. But for tonight's game, we have two different types of squads. Radnor wants to pound the paint with their bigs. Villa's got the guards to attack. Should be an interesting matchup tonight. As I said, both teams almost have that underdog theme, Andrew, as they're the lower seed. They knock off the number 2, the number 3. They climb their way into the semifinal as Springfield survived an upset. They were nearly knocked off last week as well.
Yeah, they had a tough game against Marion Mercy this past Tuesday. They snuck by 29-25. they have their game against Bishop Shanahan, the number 4 seed. So the number 2 and the 3 seed are out, but the 1 and the 4 are still in play.
Got plenty of action going on as PIAA 5A girls, 5A boys, 6A boys, 6A girls. Everything's going on. Pay attention to DelcoHoops.com. We got all covered. Mike's doing a great job with the website. And especially for our next game. So this is not just it. We'll have more action tomorrow. Andrew calling the semifinal between Bishop Shanahan and Chester, who you just saw on Wednesday. Correct, Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. On Wednesday night. Yeah.
I lost track, too.
It all blends in, right?
Yeah, we'll also have updates from one of the 6A playback games, Springford and Penwood. That's at the 6A boys level. A win in that game for either Springford or Penwood will see them into the state playoffs.
So before I go into a little bit more, Andrew, can you explain to people who aren't familiar with playbacks exactly what they are? Because I'm sure a lot of people are like, what do you mean? They lost. Their season's over.
So in the PIAA, at the 5A and 6A levels, they have playback tournaments because more than the just one seed makes the playoffs. At the 6A level, there are 24 teams that make the playoffs. 12 teams qualify for the PIAA state tournament. And at the 5A level, 5 teams qualify. So for every team that's here tonight at the 5A level, they've already qualified for the state tournament. There are another 4 teams at the 5A level fighting for that final, fifth and final seed in the PIAA bracket. And for the boys, you've got 8 teams fighting for 4 places.
Right. So this is not a lose and go home. This is a lose and still go into the state playoffs.
Right.
So when we talk about the championship and the semifinal tonight, that's for District 1. District 1 encompasses basically the greater Philadelphia area. So that's what's being played for right now is District 1 championship, and that'll all be put together and finalized basically a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then whatever happens there, win or lose, all the teams that participate next week will then continue their season playing in the PIA state championship rounds, which goes fast and furious till, what, the 15th?
I think it's March? The 15th and 16th of March. You've got the PIAA championship, so you've got a whole lot of basketball coming at you real fast and furious at the state level after the district tournaments are over next weekend. A whole bunch of games.
He's speechless. He doesn't know what to say.
You've got 10 days to get
down.
It's March
Madness. Of course it is. It's a great time of year. You got more basketball at the end of February. Yeah. It follows into March. And then it goes basically runs through almost March, the same time as March Madness is happening as well.
Well, and I was going to put a plug in for NFHS, which is a group affiliated with the PIAA. It's a subscription, but it's only like $11 a month, and it's unlimited games, not only in Pennsylvania, but really throughout the country. It's a great service because I think the cost to go to a PIAA game now for basketball is about $8. And if you go down to Philadelphia or any place where you're going to pay for parking, you're well above the $11 already. So it's a great service to buy, and then you can just watch the game you really wanted to watch. And then you can follow them because what happens is they'll play on a Monday night, then they'll play again on Thursday, then they'll play again on Saturday. I mean, it moves very, very quickly because remember, you know, this is high school, so everybody's getting ready for baseball and lacrosse and all the other stuff they got to do. So they got to end their seasons. So this will move very, very quickly.
All right, as both teams get ready, as we're a minute until tip, the sidelines on the far side. So we're sitting midcourt, and we're looking at both teams. Radnor's on our left. Villa Maria's on our right. The student section is dressed up in all costumes. I see Shrek over there, Andrew. Bananas, Spider-Man. I see them all on the far side. And that's not the home team. That's the visiting Hurricane supporting their squad. Now, don't get me wrong. To our left on the home side, fans are
dressed a little more normally.
A little bit more normally, but they're wearing jerseys. You see the boys team supporting their squad. And a very excited both squads, fan bases. It's still filling, but a pretty good size crowd for this semifinal as we get ready for the starting line. So we'll introduce them at the same time as the PA announcer for Radnor. Led by their coach, Kathy McCartney, here are the Hurricanes. As he reads the sportsmanship line, which is said before every game.
That's right. Which is what I paraphrase as saying, don't be a jerk. Sit down. They're kids. Relax.
They say that at the college level, too.
Oh, yeah,
don't worry. All right, here are your starters for the Hurricanes. For number 13, junior, Mariah McHugh. Number 15, shooting guard, sophomore, Carly Catania. Number 22, the senior guard, that is Mary Grace Murphy.
Number 24, MG, by the way.
Number 24, Ella Iacone. And last but not least, number 31, junior guard, Claire Cronley. They're led by their coach, Kathy McCartney. And now for the host, the home team, led by Rob Baxter, the Radnor Raptors. Led by number 34, junior forward, Paige Yurchek. Number 30 brings up the ball in the point guard, Mary Serene.
She is terrific.
Number 51, the senior guard slash forward, Ava Gummel. Number 42, guard, sophomore, Caroline Monahan. And the big, the senior forward, 6'1", number 43, Ellie Davis. And expect a great inside-out game between her and Serene. And now for the play in the national anthem, we'll step aside. You are listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The playing of the national anthem. The crowd is filling in. We have a good one tonight for tonight's semifinal between the Hurricanes and the Raptors. Go ahead, Andrew.
Quick update. Halftime up at Methacton. It's a one-point game. Garnet Valley still leads. It is 20-19 at the half.
Gotta love it. Playoff basketball at its finest between Delco squads playing all over right now.
And yeah, that's the could, 24 against the one.
We could go into the district finals with a couple of Central League contests.
That is true.
The way things are looking.
Yeah, we could have an all-Central League contest at the 5A girls level between Springfield and Radnor should Springfield win tonight. In theory,
Radnor.
You could also have it at the 6A boys level between Garnet Valley and Lower Marion.
Right.
Now, did you find out Matt's at Springfield at all?
I have no idea. I have no updates from Springfield as far as I know.
All right, here we go. Crowds are going wild. They're ready. Davis the tip for Radnor. For the Hurricanes, it's McHugh. And this semifinal about to get underway. Radnor wearing the home white unis. Villa, blue, almost like Villanova if you watch them.
Yeah, they look just like Villanova's outfits. Instead of saying Nova, it says Maria.
We're telling them, tuck in those jerseys,
That's right.
Here we go. Here's the tip. Won by Villa. They'll start out this game going right to left. This game is underway. Murphy tosses it on the outside to McHugh. They had a cutter. It's deflected. It's recovered by the Hurricanes and reset. Kicked out to the far side is Murphy. She brings it out. Man-to-man defense across the board for the Raptors early on. Iacone dumps it inside. Swung out back to the top of the key. Thought about a three. Down, low post move, up and over. Davis gets her own board as McHugh lost it. Here come the Raptors. Serene on the far side. Raptors going left to right in our view. 7:20 here in the first possession for Radnor. Toss to the far side. Dump down low for Davis. Back outside the gumble. It's loose. Both dive on the floor. Villa takes over. Turnover by the Raptors. Here comes Villa on the dump down. It's stolen. Into the hands of number 34.
1 minute's gone by. Nobody shot a basket yet.
That's true. A bunch of turnovers. 2-3 zone for the Hurricanes. Monahan now has it on the near side. Kicked out to the far side is Serene against this 2-3 zone. Had to be patient. Gumbel thought about a three. Had Yurchek in the corner. Looking for Davis down low. Gumbel for three on the corner. No good. Short. Good effort by Serene. Knocked out of bounds by the Hurricanes. They'll retain possession.
Wow.
Extra possession here for Radnors. Gumbel throws it in. She kicks it to Monahan in the corner. Here comes the flash for Davis as she wants it. She goes that way. Kicked out to Yurchek in the corner. Gumbel takes another three. No good. Too strong. Down to the hands of Murphy of Villa. Here come the Hurricanes. Full court pass. Left-handed layup is up and good. And Villa gets the first point of the game. Courtesy of Mariah McHugh. Serene brings it up for Radnor. Kick to the far side in the wing. Reset. Serene takes a three of her own. The triple's too strong. Rebound down by McHugh. Pushes the pace. Toss ahead to Murphy. Has one-on-one. She wants it. Now she's trapped in the corner. Reset. Kick to the far side. Three for the Hurricanes. No good. On that shot was Quanley. Pulled down by Radnor. Here comes Monahan. 5:45 here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, it's 2-0 in favor of Villa. 2-3 zone. Pick down low. Great entry pass and finish. Serene, the Davis off the glass and in. 2-2. Murphy calls out a play against his man-to-man defense. Kick to the far side. Cronley. Back to Catania. To Murphy. And around we go. Now on the far corner. Open look, now a drive. Strong take by Cronley. No good. Monahan pushes it ahead to Serene. She has one-on-one. She wants it. She dumps it off to Gumbel. She's double-teamed. Loose ball. It's on the floor. It's still loose. Hurricanes recover. Fast pace. First moving first quarter. Toss outside. It's stolen by Gumbel. Serene looking to push the pace. Has an open Monahan.
Oh.
It's intercepted. Intercepted by number 31 in Cronley. Both teams, they had some nerves early on, no shots, but they are moving quickly.
Yeah, they're slowing it down now. They're trying to get their
just parents. Under 4:30 here in the first quarter. Tied at two. Man to man, here comes the slip. It's stolen by Serene. She passes ahead to Monahan. She's on a fast break. The left-handed layup is good, and the dime goes to Serene. 4-2 in favor of the Raptors. Murphy dribbles it up. Slowly pulls up. It's almost like a zone defense as they slowly drop into, looks like a 3-2.
It is a 3-2.
Kick to the far side. Open look for Murphy. Rainbow shot. No good. Board goes to Yurchek. She hands it off to Serene. 3:45 and counting here in the first quarter. Calls out a play. Goes to Monahan. Had Davis cut. No good. As it goes to Yurchek. They go back down to Davis. Beautiful look. That's the third dime for Serene. Finds Davis for her fourth point. Pushed ahead to McHugh. She goes baseline. Has Davis on her. Dumps it back out. Now swung around. Look for the corner shot, but nobody was there. They reset as McHugh goes baseline once again. The dump down for Iacone. She loses it. Serene weaving in and out. We have her first foul called tonight. The crowd coming live as that first foul is on McHugh. checking into game number 14. Let's see, that's Kate Gallagher, and as well as Gerzon for Hurricanes, and number 10, that's Irvine.
Foul was actually against Cronley for Villanueva.
Okay, so it was on Cronley, so 31. Looked like 13, but instead it was 31. Okay, got it. Thank you, Andrew. As Serene pulls it out, toss to the corner. The Gummel looking for Davis, kicked around the Gallagher. She dribbles it out. Villa goes man to man, nearly thrown away. Gallagher recovers. Serene, open triple. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
They hit the wing. They're on a 9-0 run. And they'll take a timeout, and that's the Hurricanes. 9-2 with 2:40 left here in the first quarter. Raptors lead. High school basketball's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 2:40 here in the first quarter. Irvine throws it in. Here come the Hurricanes. They trail 9-2. Toss to the far side. Catania reset. Looking to the far corner, and Gerzon, she dribbles it out, back around the horn. Looking to get inside, tough Radner defense to begin this game. Swung to the far side, thrown away. Gummel comes up with the steal. That was intended for Iacone. Here come the Raptors. 7-point advantage. Gallagher, Serene, had the corner three, and set passes off for Gummel. Too short. Rebound goes to the Hurricanes, pushing the pace. This is McHugh. She's looking to attack. Foul called on Serene. No, instead they call it travel. Andrew, any updates real quick?
Last I heard, end of the first, Springford leads Penwood 10-7, and Garnet Valley still leading up at Methacton 28-22.
Bader checks in for Radner. Serene dribbles it up. Kicks it to Yurchek on the wing. Has it stripped out of her hands, but they'll retain possession. Good defense by Ava Irvine on the wing. A minute 58 here in the first quarter. 9-2 in favor of Radner. Serene, 1-on-1. Man-to-man defense across the board. Instead, they drop. Now they drop. Good help defense, but nobody goes to Gallagher. She loses the ball. Here comes Villa. Gerzon to the lane. Up and rattles out. Serene on the board. She looks ahead, has Gallagher. Doesn't have numbers, smartly pulls it back out. Has Serene, kicks it to look, Yurchek knows back to Gallagher for a triple on the far side.
Long two,
good.
Long two.
Now he says put it on the line. Thank you, Andrew. It's an 11-2 advantage now. All the Raptors. Kick to the far side, open three for Villa, no good. I will say Mike's favorite line, nothing but air. As it's number 15, Catania on the air ball as another sub checks in and out. Coach McCartney trying to get some fresh faces, maybe to energize, because Radner right now is on an 11-0 run.
Yeah.
This game began 2-0. Radner, everything since. Serene calls for a pick. Davis gives it to her at the top of the key, looking for that roll. Gallagher now looking for Davis. She had the seal. Instead, pulls it back out. Under a minute remains here at Radner. I'm Dave DePasquale inside Andrew Coffin and Mike Mayer. Gallagher does some fancy dribbling, kicks it out to Davis, but she's at the three-point line.
Ooh.
Long pass goes to Yurchek. Looked like it was blocked.
Absolutely.
Foul called on Yurchek. That's the first foul for Radner this evening with 42 seconds left here in the first quarter. Monahan checks back in. She relieves Gallagher.
Methacton's tied it up. 3:33 to go on back-to-back three-pointers. 3.5 to go in the third quarter.
Thank you, Andrew. 35 seconds as Gerzon walks this one up for the Hurricanes. McHugh kicks it outside. Gerzon now on the far wing. Back to the near side. Now toss to the corner. Finally thought about three. Was it deflected?
Yep.
And it was deflected. They will retain possession. Be thrown to the far side. That's our left.
21 seconds left.
Toss down low. McHugh throws it up. It was deflected by Davis. All 6-1 of her. Toss out to her teammate. Looking up. Dribbling. Radner's got 10 seconds. Here comes Serene. 8-7. She's double teamed. Goes by a defender. She's looking for that shot. Instead, it's stolen by Catania. Half court heave. It's up and good. The half court heave counts. That will put it at 11-5 at the end of the first. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Woo, that was a doozy. Villa hits a half-court heave.
It was, you know, I followed a few of these. Yeah, it was, I mean, she just nailed it. It was a great shot.
Now that will help. Struggling to score to hit a half-court heave right behind, but they still trail 11-5 as we begin the second quarter. Inbound goes to Serene. Here we go. Man-to-man defense with Villa. Serene. Backdoor cut for Gummel. She's able to retain possession. Toss out to Monahan. The dump down to Davis. She's double-teamed. Ball's loose on the floor. Foul is called on the Hurricanes. Could have called a travel and said they called a foul.
Now, is that 31 or 13?
Now you're running into the same issue I had earlier.
No, 13.
It is 13 this time.
Yep.
All right, that foul's on McHugh. Inbound play. Gummel tosses to Davis. She brings it out. Toss to Monahan. Back to the far corner. Gummel. She goes baseline. Oh. She is stuffed by McHugh, but they'll retain possession. Great block by the junior forward.
Yeah, boy, extremely aggressive defense on both sides here.
7:37 here in the second. Had a dump to Serene, but missed her. Here comes Davis. Almost a five-second call. Yurchek throwing in. It's stripped out of her hands. Great hands by Catania. She can't just make half-court shots, folks. She can strip the ball and play some defense. Toss inside. Back out. Open look. Short. Off the leg of Gummel. Here come the Radnor Raptors. Toss ahead to Monahan. Has your check, but it goes out of her hands. A little fast pace. Serene's like, calm things down. Slow it down as a few subs check into the game.
In a girls' playback game, Marple Newtown leads Upper Moreland 18-13 after the first quarter.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew. They lost to Villa earlier in the week.
In a questionable last-minute shot.
You said it, not me. Gurzon walks it up. Man-to-man defense for Radnor. Now they drop down in the zone. Open jump shot on the near side wing. No good for McHugh. Saying, let's see, they stepped out of bounds.
Yeah,
it was, so it looked like
the ball was
10,
lost out of bounds.
Dole checks in for Radnor out of bounds.
Yeah, she, it was, and that's, Dole got it, and then she stepped out of bounds with it. So.
Okay, so Davis will get a breather real quick for Radnor. She's done a tremendous job. Inbound play. That's a design toss. Jump shot's up. No good for McHugh. But a jump ball is called.
Yep, and it's Villa.
Possession
another possession for the Hurricanes. Maybe they can cut this lead as it's only a six-point ball game.
Yeah, but boy, they just can't find the basket.
Having opportunities inbound by Icone. Looking for the corners, McHugh. She's not afraid to shoot. She's done a good job, but instead it's stolen by Serene. Goes behind her back. Has Gummel streaking. Tosses it ahead to her. Back to Serene. Thought about a triple. Kicked out, looking to the corners, Monahan. She dribbles it, little drive, kick to the corner. Dole has a cut and gumble and is up and denied. Mutombo style, Mike McHugh. Here come the Hurricanes. Walk into a three, Gerzon. It's up and good. And we have a three-point possession game. Yeah, one possession game, three-point bucket. We'll tie
at
11-8.
Bucket?
Yes.
Toss ahead to Monahan on the wing. She gets a pick. Tosses it to Serene, who now resets, calling out a play. To the far side is Monahan. Dole back cuts, but nothing doing. The Gumble. Now to the wing, gives a pick for Serene. She's cutting, using that left, misses the left-handed layup, pushing the pace. It's Titania. I thought they were going to call a charge, but nothing doing. Drops into the hands of a Hurricane. Shooting. Fouled. McHugh to the line to shoot two.
That'll be the first on Maddie Bader.
And that will be our first free throw attempts.
Yep.
In the student section for Radnor. It's quite loud. You can hear him on the broadcast. As the first free throw is in and out. As Yurchek checks back in, she relieves Dole. 5:38 here. Second quarter. Radnor leads 11-8. With the Hurricanes making a comeback. She misses the second. It's a race for the rebound. It's brought down by Gummel. Serene walks it up. 5:30 and counting. Davis waiting at the table to check in. Gummel on the wing. She drives. It's poke free. Bader, open look for three. The triple, no good. Tipped out of bounds.
No.
I don't know. That's the correct call. Ooh. They're going to say it goes to Villa, and they're going to say contains possession. I don't know about that one. The near side official looked like it was going to change the call. Nevertheless, subs check back in. One possession game. 11-8. Gerzon walks it up. The seventh-seeded Hurricanes versus sixth-seeded Raptors. Winner goes to the final at Lea Cora Center. Offensive foul on the Hurricanes.
The moving screen.
You see what number, Andrew?
That's on Gerzon.
Yeah, number three.
All right.
And speaking of three, after three, Garnet Valley is tied with Methacton at 32.
Thank you. It's Serene. Double team as she brings it up. Toss to Monahan. Great defense. Now Monahan has it taken out of her hands, but they're going to call a foul on Gerzon. It's her second.
That's a couple of quick ones for Gerzon.
So her second, tough man-to-man defense, 4:56 here in the second quarter. Radnor leads by three. Inbound play, looking for Yurchek. She has it on the wing. Had Monahan cut, pulled back out. Gummel, far side, nearly stolen, dangerous pass. Back into the hands of Serene. Yurchek down to Davis, all day on the block. She misses the layup, though. Looked like she shuffled her feet. Instead, it's tossed to Serene.
No,
they say double dribble.
Yeah.
Both student sections are loud, and you can hear them here with 4:35 here
and
in the second.
And seem to understand the game pretty well, too. Gerzon, who's the smallest lady on the court and maybe the feistiest, she is tough.
Absolutely.
For Villa Maria.
Serene gets duty on her on offense. It's kicked back out to Murphy. Murphy picks up her dribble. Kick to the far side. Catania. Back to Gerzon. Serene all over. Forces her right. The floater. Drains it. 1 point game. Of 4 minutes to go until halftime. Serene. Left wing. Gummel. Top of the key. Around the horn to Monahan. She looks for Yurchek. Goes baseline. Serene. Open triple on the wing. Nothing but net. 14-10. Now we have a travel on Villa turnover. I was waiting for that call, Andrew. That's why I didn't say anything.
I was at a different screen. It just
all
doesn't
good.
Work.
It's all good. As that triple by Serene stops a run by the Hurricanes, who come out in a 1-2-2 with 3:40 here. Davis goes in the middle of the 1-2-2, dumped to Serene. She's now doubled at the top of the key. Davis doubled as she gets it at the free throw line. They want a foul call, nothing doing. Monahan, her own triple.
Long two again.
Too strong. Doesn't matter because it goes out of bounds, and Invilla will take possession. Gerzon, who had about a three-second break, checks back in. She relieves Murphy. Tough man-to-man defense by her, doing a fantastic job, especially because she didn't start. She's coming off the bench as it's 3:20 here until halftime. That three-per Serene makes it a four-point ball game. Dribbled out, Irvine. To the far side. Open look for Cronley. Instead, ooh, drives. She's bumped. She's fouled by Davis. Was he in the act of shooting, though? She thinks she is, and it is. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Once again, the student section getting rowdy as she's at the foul line. The junior guard. First free throw attempt is nothing but net. Drains it. Checking into the game with number 22. A little offense defense. Because Gerzon does have two fouls. Murphy will check back in, get another a breather. Finally, second attempt here. Drains them both. Two-point game, 14-12. A press. Toss into Davis. The center gets the ball. She's looking to hand it off to Gummel. She dribbles it up. They get out of the backcourt. They reset. Gummel hands it off. Serene attacking the paint. The jumper, ooh, by her rims in and out.
It's a nice
rebound
shot
to Cronley. Double team. Kicked ahead to Murphy. She traveled in the backcourt. Radner takes over. We're not keeping count of the turnovers in this game, but they're coming at you fast and furious.
Yeah,
especially early on, they came at
2:45 until halftime. Radner leads by two. Inbound goes to Serene. Murphy draped all over. Looking for the pick is Davis. She now sets it for Gummel. Kick to the wing. That's Monahan going baseline. She brings it back out. Down low. Could have looked opposite in your check. Instead, it's to Serene. All the way to the lane. And they'll shoot their first free throw of the game. The semifinal.
10 picks up the foul.
10 is Irvine.
Yep.
So Serene and Radner's first free throw attempts come here with 2:26 here in the second quarter.
Yeah, a good game. Good
draining
game.
Threes left and right, not really utilizing that drive. First free throw attempt hits the front rim, gets the kind roll and goes in.
Gets the home roll, you could say.
Do you feel the building shake on that one?
Gerzon checking back in. She relieves. Let's see.
What'd she do?
That long hair of number 10, that's Irvine.
Does Gerzon just whiff on some oxygen and get back in?
Serene. Bounce, bounce, and in. Makes them both. Gerzon tossed ahead. Trapped. Kicked it back out. Now on the dive to the far side. Murphy, Caron. No good. So Cronley, three's no good on the wing. Rebound, Yurchek. Monahan walks it up with 2:05. Up four for the Raptors. Toss down low. Great defense on Davis. Poke three by Cronley. Hurricanes take over. Under 2 minutes to go. Gerzon for three on the wing. Drains it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
The junior having herself a ball game. 8 points here in the first half. It's a one-point game. Davis gives Serene the pick. She rolls in for two. It's 10 points Serene, 8 points Gerzon, and we're on the seesaw. Toss down low. That's back out to Cronley. Murphy drives. The floater. Front rims it. Yurchek on the board. She pulls it out. Go by Murphy. Toss to Monahan. There's a minute 15 left until halftime. Serene has Gerzon one-on-one. Serene looking for the dive. Nobody's home. Lobs at the Gummel. Back out to Serene. Top of the key. Gets the pick from Davis. Here comes the roll. She wants it. She does. Instead, toss back out to Gummel. Could have called a hand check. Instead, no call. They play on. 50 seconds left. Monahan gets the pick from Davis. They keep looking for the roller. Monahan tosses it to Serene. It's kicked out of bounds. Good defense by, you know, Elena Gerzon.
Yeah, all 5-3 of her.
Out of bounds on Serene. They get the ball. A three will tie it. Villa hasn't led this game since 2-0 early on. Murphy thought about walking into a three, instead kicks it to the corner. Back outside. Iacone around the horn. She crashes. Back to Murphy. Gerzon, 20 seconds. Murphy on the wing. Monahan on her. Look for the reach. Instead, nothing doing. Cronley on the wing. Jump stop. Tough take. Rims out. No good, but gets the own board. Murphy's denied by Davis. Here comes Serene. 8 seconds. Fast break. The Monahan. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two with 5 seconds left until halftime.
Wow.
For those just joining us, Serene has been all over the court. She has 10 points, 3 dimes early on, and a key factor why Radnor leads here early on in the first half. Monahan at the line to shoot 2. They extend their lead with 5 seconds left. Drains the first. 2 subs. Relieving, let's see, Gummel and Davis check out. Bader and Gallagher in defensive purposes for Radnor. Monahan's second attempt. A few dribbles. It's in the air. It's up and good. 20-15, 5 seconds. Gerzon. No, they throw it ahead to Murphy. 4-3, she loses it. 2 seconds. Do we have another heave? It's up. Gerzon. Too strong. That will do it for the first half. Radnor leads 20-15 in an action-packed first half. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be a part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their Media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room, or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to halftime. Radnor leads 20-15 in an action-packed first quarter for the Raptors. Mary Serene has been all over the place. She leads all scorers, 10 points, 3 dimes, and counting. On the other side, it was 2-0 Hurricanes, but then came the Raptors. They slowly made their way back thanks to the presence of junior guard Elena Gerzon. Mike, she's been all over the place. She has 8 points for the Hurricanes to lead all scorers for their squad.
Absolutely. I mean, not only does she, you know, 8 points out of 15. So that tells you what the rest of the team is doing. She is all over the place. She's just incredible on defense. She's put her hands in everything. I will tell you, the refs, I mean, this is getting to be a very handsy game, and there could be a lot more fouls, but I think they just said, look.
They're letting them play.
Yeah, let them play. Let them, unless it gets to be gross, or they may try to control it a little bit in the second half because they're afraid it's going to get out of hand. But, yeah, she's been really, really impressive. And, of course, you look at a kid and you say, 5'3", what can she – oh, my goodness, 5'3". I wouldn't want to go up against her. And I've not only have I got, you know, 8 inches on her, but I probably weigh 200 more pounds than she does.
She and plays tough side to side. Defense in your face. Now we'll kick it to Andrew, who's going to provide updates from around the league as Radnor gets a great round of applause coming out of halftime.
We'll start with some playback scores. In the 5A girls, Marple Newtown leads Upper Moreland 32-18 at the half. At the 6A boys level, Springford leads Penwood 20-17. That's at halftime. Other halftime scores, Council Rock North leads Westchester East 30-25. And Perk Valley leads Downingtown West 32-29. That's also a 6A boys playback game. In the 6A boys main bracket, with no time left in the game, it is 38-38 between Garnet Valley and Methacton.
They're heading
to overtime.
Wow.
Now remind fans of that seeding, Andrew.
Let me remind you all. Garnet Valley needed a hope and a prayer at the end of the season to even make the 6A tournament bracket. They are the number 24 seed. They are giving the number one seeded Methacton Warriors all they can handle. It is 38-38 up there, up Route 422, where the Garnet Valley girls are headed up to play Springford tomorrow afternoon. And interesting story, both boys and girls teams are playing both Methacton and Springford in back-to-back rounds.
And have we heard anything from Springfield?
I've heard absolutely zero from
it's
Springfield.
Amazing, and they're supposed to be on...
they're a broadcast, right?
They have a broadcast. I can check into that.
Just make sure you're muted, because otherwise they'll come out over our broadcast.
Well, not if I check it on my phone.
Right,
if I'm checking it on my
phone. Okay, well, Andrew looks that up. Let me remind folks who will be providing game tomorrow. So we will be doing a game tomorrow at Chester. Bishop Shanahan versus Chester, Saturday, February 26th. Remind folks, it's a 3 p.m. game.
Right.
Go ahead, Andrew.
We do have a... This is a 6A boys playback. Haverford leads Westchester Henderson at the half, 35-22.
Okay.
Let's see if we can find this Springfield score.
All right.
In the meantime, let's go take a break. We'll come back for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DuckHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
The Swarthmorean Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Now back to the second half with Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome back as there's 2 minutes and 30 seconds until second half action. Radnor leads 20-15. Andrew, were you able to find a score?
Yes, I was. It is 25-19. Springfield leads. That is sometime in the third quarter.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. And winner of that game goes to championship. You got another one?
I do have another update from the 6A boys bracket. Cheltenham leads Plymouth White Marsh 27-23 at the half.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. As back to here at Radnor, the Raptors lead 20-15 in a fast-moving first half.
And pretty clean. I was just looking at fouls. Nobody's in foul trouble. Gershon
has two. That's
has
about
two,
it.
You know, and considering how aggressively she plays, that's terrific. And everybody else has just got one. We've only got a few fouls. It's been a very, very quick game with very little interruption. So it's been a great game to watch, no doubt about it. And, of course, the score reflects that at 20-15. I'll tell you, if Villamaria can figure out a way to get some shots in the basket, I mean, they've taken numerous clean shots that just have not fallen for them.
I also, you guys credit Radnor for knocking down the open threes.
Oh, yeah.
Serene and company have knocked them down, and that seems to be the big spot in the game because Villa was making a run. Serene came down and hit a wing three that extended the lead back up to four, answering that run. So you have to give Radnor credit for stopping the bleeding because they've led ever since they were down 2-0.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, the Hurricanes got close at one point, but then, Radnor just stopped them. And again, there were some nice layups for the Hurricanes that just didn't fall.
That's true.
That's been the difference. You know, I easily would see this as a 2019 game. Although, Radnor, too, has had a few good layups that should have fallen
this
that
is
didn't
true.
Go either. So it may, in fact, at the end of the day be a wash, but you got a feel for Villamaria, who has gotten some good positioning and not made the shots where Radnor has still – they're doing well under the basket. I don't know what their percentages are, but they're hitting some nice shots. And like you said, they were hitting the zone for a little while on the threes.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see what teams – we saw more pressing by the Hurricanes later in that first half. We'll see if they continue that going into the second half as we're ready for second half action here. Radnor taking on Villamaria, and there's already some chippiness going on, Mike, as this semifinal.
Yeah, they're right in front of us.
The winner heads to the Leah Chorus Center for the championship game. Literally sitting right in front of us.
Yeah, literally.
Gummel, throw it in. Tosses ahead to Serene. She's on the wing. Tosses it down low. Instantly give it to Davis. She finishes it with the left. And that was the play by Coach Baxter coming out at halftime. Feed the big. They extend their lead back up to 7. Begin the second half. Villa comes out. Radnor drops into a zone defense instead of the man-to-man. Toss to the far side. McHugh not afraid to shoot it. Neither is Catania. She hit a half-court shot, but this wing shot is no good. Jurcek, tough underneath the glass. She gets the board. Monahan dribbles it up. Toss to Davis. Backpicking for the Raptors behind the scenes. Looking for Davis. She has the seal. Give it to her. Instead, there it is. Out to Marine. She's fouled. Davis will go to the line to shoot two. They missed her on the first attempt. Serene got the pass. Would have gotten another assist if she was able to make the and one. Instead, Davis goes to the line to shoot two.
And that becomes McHugh's second foul.
Yes.
And that's what I think Radnor has to do. Slow down the pace.
And shoot
from
the paint. Work
the team. Shoot from the paint. That's exactly right, Mike. As she misses the first. 7:08 here in the third quarter. 22-15 in favor of the Raptors. Second attempt is good. 23-15. Gerzon brings the ball up for the Hurricanes. Tossed ahead to Catania. Back outside. Iacone. Gerzon had an open triple look. She can knock that down earlier on the wing. Instead, passes it up. Instead, the pass is thrown by Alcon. Tipped out of bounds. Possession goes to Radnor. Inbound. Gerzon applying pressure. They want to get in the face of Serene. And Gerzon has been doing that. calling for the pick. Instead, it's tossed ahead to Monahan. She gets a Yurchek pick. Gumball was open, missed her. Taking her to the lane. Gerzon with the strip. It's loose. They could have called a walk. Instead, it goes in the hands of Serene on the left side. Off the glass and in. It should have been a walk. Instead, it's 2 points for Adder. 12 points for Serene to lead all scorers. Skip ahead. Gerzon to the far side. Catania inside the paint. That's Cronley. Open three on the wing. Too strong. Iacone missed that one. Radner takes possession. Looking to extend their 10-point lead. Serene. Dribble goes to Monahan. Has Davis on the slip. Instead, didn't throw it high enough. Intercepted by Cronley. Cronley goes by Serene. She takes it all away to the paint. Goes by three Raptors and finishes off the glass on the right side. Her fourth point of this one. Serene gets a Davis pick. Motion offense by Radner. They're sending a pick up top, up high, and then dribbling around. Serene fakes the pick this time. Goes to the left, and she's stuffed by McHugh at the rim. It's tossed ahead. Missing the layup was Cronley. Davis with the Mutombo block. Tosses the head to Serene. Pickpocketed by Gerzon. What hands by her. She thought about a three and said, lobs it inside the paint to McHugh. She misses the left hand of the layup.
Settle it down. There she is. Okay.
Monahan walks
Everybody
it up.
Everybody breathe, yeah.
That's right. Under 5 minutes to go here in the third. Gummel thought about three on the wing. Lobs it inside to her counterpart. That's Davis. Monahan, open triple in the corner. Too short, but gets her own rebound. Takes the jumper, and she's fouled on the jumper. Iacone got her hand, and she'll now go to the line to shoot two. Bader waiting the check in with
Iacone's first foul.
Let's see, who is that? That's Irvine waiting the check in for the Hurricanes. Monahan's first, rims in and out. Subs check in with 4:42 here in the third. Radner leads 25-17. It's important to note Serene's getting a breather. See if the Hurricanes can try and cut this lead down with her on the bench.
Also important to note Gerzon is still in.
Makes the second. Lead goes to 9. Gerzon, left side. They're going left to right now. Kicked ahead, looking inside McHugh. The jumper, she's fouled on the jumper. So now we see two fouls on jump shots. That's the cardinal sin, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's in, you know, your check says, no, I never touched her.
Of course, I never fouled anybody.
Prisons have no guilty people in them.
As McHugh goes to the line to shoot two. Makes the first. Her third point of the night. Clock stopped at 4:30. Serene, quick breather. She's back at the table.
Ooh.
Second one goes in and out. It's lobbed ahead. Gumball got that board. Tosses the ear check. Now Gallagher walks it up. Man-to-man defense. Bader. Hands it off to Monahan. Back to Gallagher. Around the horn to Gumball. Hurricane's not afraid to reach and try and get that strip. Gumball all the way. Stops. Pops. No good. Almost got her own shots. Rebound. Instead, goes in the hands of Cronley. She pushes the pace. Do we have another three?
No.
Too strong. Instead, it's a rebound. Fight on the floor. Great hustle by number 10, Megan Dole. Excuse me. That's Gallagher, number 14. Timeout. Radner, they get a timeout with her on the floor. We'll step aside with 3:42 left. Radner leads 26-18. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast
without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Couple of quick updates. After one quarter play, Norristown leads Bensalem 14-7, and a heartbreaker for the Garnet Valley Jaguars. They fall in overtime by 5, 46-41. The top-seeded Warriors survive.
Welcome back to the 7th-seeded Hurricanes taking on the 6th-seeded Raptors. Winner goes to Lake Corr for the championship game. Tossed ahead, a little press action by the Hurricanes out of the timeout. They toss ahead to the big. Dump down to Davis with the left. No good. Gerzon lobs it ahead. Cronley, strong take to the glass. And that's what she hits. It's this glass. Gallagher. Oh. She walked.
Yep.
The press by the Hurricanes is starting to cause turnovers.
Absolutely. Riders got to get rid of the ball faster or have a better idea what they're going to do with it once they get it. They're just stymied there, and that's, of course, when you walk, you travel, do stuff that you shouldn't be doing because you just can't get off the ball.
Icone checks back in for Coach McCartney. 3:11 left. Gallagher gets in the face of Gerzon. She's the one making the threes tonight. Cronley thought about a three. Dumped down, good hands by Davis. You know who gets the rebound? Gerzon, but she gets another rebound. Cronley thought about another three. Kicked back out to Gerzon. Iacone dribbles around the paint, around the three-point line now. Around the horn to Catania. Down low to Cronley. She's denied. That's Davis's third block tonight. Shireen has her pocket picked. Now a three on the far side. Can it go in? It does.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Brought up by Serene. Five-point ball game. To the corner. Gummel looking to answer. No good. Rebound by Icone. Gerzon racing ahead. 2-on-1. Layup's up and good for Irvine. Three-point ball game, folks. 2 minutes left. Serene races it up. Bader thinks about the three. Dumped down to Davis. She misses the left hand of the layup. Here comes Gerzon. 2-on-1. Racing it up. The layup. No good. So they're getting open looks but missing the point blank shot with a minute 50.
Both teams.
They're rushing just a little bit at the when they're right underneath the basket.
As a coach, Andrew, that's when you wish they would just utilize that jump stop, slow down, and attack the paint. This time, Gummel, she is denied by Catania. We're seeing a handful of blocks tonight on both sides.
Blocks and turnovers and reaches and taking the ball away and steals. And if I was here keeping stats that extensively, I'd be having a nervous breakdown.
That's playoff basketball for you.
Boy, I tell you, these ladies are doing a job on that court.
26-23, Raptors, a minute 35 left in the third. Gummel to throw it in. Serene gets it in the corner. Murphy draped all over. Dumped down to Davis. Can she finish? No, she's blocked once again. Brought back out by McHugh. No look to the corner. She goes baseline. Too strong. Pushed ahead. Yurchek has it stripped out of her hand. Foul on Murphy.
Yep, and it was grabbed her arm. That was pretty blatant. In spite of the Villa Maria crowd having a problem with it.
Happened right in front of us, so I think we had that advantage.
Yeah, that was, they're not calling a lot of stuff. That was just, I think, too obvious.
A minute 13 left. Three-point game. Serene. Murphy on her. Man-to-man across the board. Monahan. Dribble, picks it up. Back to Serene. She's now on the wing on the left side. Radner going right to left. She drives to her right. She's fouled on the jump shot as she was taking it to the paint. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Who was that?
That was
Murphy?
Second on Murphy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're changing up on Serene. They're having Murphy on her. Gerzon picked up the second. They haven't gone back to her, so I'm curious to see if they put her back on it, but she's not in the game right now. First free throw attempt rattles out. Handful of subs. There's Gerzon. She checks back in. Full 20-second break. Davis will get a breather for the last 52 seconds. As a former coach, Mike, I think this is a good opportunity to give your guys a break because you're going to get the media timeout going to the fourth on top of the 52 seconds as the next one rattles in for Serene. 50 seconds. 4-point game. Toss ahead, Gronlund, down the wing. It's hit by Serene. That's what she does. McHugh, the jumper, off the glass and in. Her fifth point tonight. 30 seconds. 2-point ball game. And this action-packed semifinal. Bader tosses down low. Juracek's fouled. She's fouled by Gronling. Now she'll go to the line to shoot two. Radner attacking the paint. That's been the go-to message here in the second half.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Andrew, any updates?
Sometime in the fourth quarter, Springfield's leading Bishop Shanahan 25-23.
Juracek's free throw almost hits the top of the ceiling. Falls.
It's
nothing but
shoots.
Net. It's exactly the way she shoots.
Her first point tonight.
She's not mainly a scorer, but she does so much on the glass and defensively for the Raptors. Her second attempt. Almost hits the ceiling. Same result.
Yep.
Nothing but net. Back up to four. 29, 25, 18 seconds. McHugh on the left side. She's fouled by Juracek. Now she'll go to the line.
That's three on her.
15 seconds left in the third quarter. Both teams taking it to the rim. Five fouls now on Villa. It's important to note as Radner only has two. First free throw is no good. Davis checks back in. I think more likely just due to a press break and the lob it ahead to her like they've been doing most of the night.
Serene also back in for the Raptors.
She got a nice 30 seconds, Andrew, for that water break.
I would have thought she would have stayed out until the start of the fourth.
I think if you know a press is coming, you don't want a chance at being a four-point game. Make that 3 points now. Second free throw is good. Inbound goes to Davis. Back to Gallagher. She races ahead on the far side. 10 seconds left. Bader in the corner. She goes baseline. Toss it to Davis. Point blank. Rims in and out. 2 seconds. Toss ahead. That will do it for the third quarter. Radner leads 29-26. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelphoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcaHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcaHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Go ahead, Andrew.
After three quarters in the 5A playback, Marple leads Upper Moreland 40-24.
Whoa.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
And after three, Westchester East leads Council Rock North in a 6A playback game, 43-38 after three.
Anything they were down, so that makes sense.
Anybody Springfield?
Springfield is 27-25 sometime in the fourth quarter.
Ooh.
All right, winner of this game goes to the championship at Leocora. Fourth quarter will tell us who's going there. 29-26 to begin the fourth quarter. Gerzon gets the ball. Skip to the wing. Irvine was flashing. It's a dump down. McHugh tosses out. Cronley throws about three. She drives to the paint. No good. It's tipped. Davis kicks it right to Gerzon. The foul line jumper's up and good. She's now in double digits with 10 points. 1 point game. Serene to Gummel. Around the horn to Monahan. Right to left. She dribbles it out. Timeout. Injured player.
Yep.
Serene. And that's important because that's Serene.
Yep.
Let's see who checks in. Somebody. All right.
He checked in.
I didn't see anybody check
in. But they got five now, so somebody did.
I believe it's Gallagher. Okay. So that's important to note. With 7:21, Serene goes to the bench. That's Gummel. Throws it in. Gerzon just tackled Gallagher. Look, that wasn't a foul.
Yeah, he's going to take it right out on the bench.
Well, they're letting him play. That's for sure.
Yep.
Attempt two. All right. Inbound. Goes to Davis. Skipped ahead. Right hand to layup. Is blocked out of bounds. Gallagher taken to the lane, but tipped out of bounds. They'll retain possession on the right side of the net. Inbound play. We'll see if they attack the paint with Davis. 1 point game. Radner is only trailed 2-0. Gummel in the corner for the three. No good. Rebound goes to Davis. Strong take. Wow. She cannot get the point blank shot to work tonight. A travel on Conley. I don't know about that one. It looked like a jump ball.
Yeah, I would have called a jump ball before I called a travel. She was dragging her down the court with it.
7:04 here in the fourth. 1 point game. Gallagher, open look in the corner. Hits the glass. Yurchak is blocked. Monahan, three on the wing. No good. Rebound goes to Irvine. Villa can take their first lead since the first quarter. Cronley had an open and look. Instead, pulls it back out. Gerzon has Gallagher on her. Calling out a play. Man-to-man defense for Radner. Irvine kicks it. Top of the key. And here's the drive. Cronley. Back to McHugh. Looking for her. Kick back out. They'll reset once again. Gerzon. 6:20 here in the fourth. 1 point game. There's the flash. And the look. Catania finds McHugh. Underneath the net.
And they take their first lead.
Their first lead since the first quarter. 30-29 with 6:14. We'll keep it here. You want to take it?
We'll keep it here.
6:14. 30-29. They had the back cut open. It's been there a couple times tonight. They're able to cash in. But point blank looks by Davis tonight just aren't falling, and it's cost them. It's at least 14 points. It's seven shots.
Well, you could be right. I mean, it's you know, you expect occasionally to be out of position when you get point blank shots like that, and you know, of course they're draped all over. And,
right.
But it's definitely would have given them a cushion. On the other hand, like we talked about,
the shots weren't falling.
Yeah, the shots haven't been falling for Villamaria either. Although it's getting there. I mean, the difference now, I think, is the worm has turned a little bit. Radner's really struggling to get down to the basket and take their shots. I will tell you that their offensive boards are looking very strong. They're getting a lot of looks, but they're not getting that basket.
Who wants it more?
No.
6 minutes, 14 seconds. Winner goes to Leocora.
Faces the winner of Springfield and Bishop Shanahan, which is tied at 27.
Thank you, Andrew. Monahan gets the inbounds. Press as she walks it up with Cantania on her. Kick the head to Gummel. There's Davis on the flash. Great hands by McHugh.
Yep.
Villamaria has been excellent all night defending that in pass to Davis. She hasn't been able to get anything going tonight.
And when she does, she's struggling to find anything, to be honest. Inbound. Looking for Monahan. It's stolen. Irvine kicks it to the wing. Open three. Short. That could have extended their lead. Instead, next bucket for Radner. Could give them the lead. We'll go on the seesaw. It's tossed ahead. Davis. Open jumper. Up and good. Who needs a layup? She can make the foul line jumper. Gives them back the lead. 31-30. Serene. Clearly hurt. She's wrapped up. They didn't allow the sub. I don't know how he missed that one. All right. As Gerzon walks it up. Open look on the wing. They dump it down low. Curzon now driving, kicking it out. Foul line, extended jumper, no good. Rebound goes to McHugh. There's a fight for the ball. Foul on Radner.
Reaching. 43.
Serene, bandaged up on her left knee. We'll check back into the game.
51.
51, that's Gummel.
Gummel.
Who said basketball players aren't tough? Here we go. 5:21 left in the fourth. Inbound play. Curzon, open look. The three. No good on the wing. Rebound goes to Monahan. They'll settle down now. Run is set. Monahan has Catania draped all over her. Timeout, Radner, to avoid a 5-second call with 5:05 left here in the fourth. 31-30, Radner, don't go anywhere. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Inbound to Monahan. She walks it up. She's fouled by number 15, Catania. Just under 5 minutes to go. Andrew, you have any updates?
A couple of updates from other 6A matchups. At halftime, Norristown leads Bensalem 24-16, and after three, Cheltenham leads Plymouth White Marsh 41-27.
Thank you, Andrew. 4:59 here in the fourth. Monahan, that's a backcourt. Yeah. She stepped over. Turnover on the Raptors.
That's tiredness and sloppiness. I mean, it's just being tired is what it is.
I think Serene being hurt is playing an impact. Monahan's playing more point guard. True. She doesn't look comfortable. 2-3 zone. Curzon lobs it to Irvine. Kick back out is Catania. Around the horn to McHugh. They'll settle down looking for the best look. Denied at the rim by you know who. That's Davis.
Well, I don't like the way Serene is moving. I'm not too sure she should even be in there.
I mean, she is not moving well at all.
You're telling me that she's better than a sub?
I agree. The inbound is a design play to McHugh on the left side. She gets the pick. She's able to finish on the left side. And now she's in double digits with 10 points. Serene now with the ball. Gunning this one out. She's clearly hurt, folks. Curzon draped all over her. She drives.
Oh.
She lost the ball. Kick back out to Davis. Open jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Catania. Curzon. 1 point advantage for Villa. And she'll walk it up and reset. Serene clearly hobbled.
I don't see why she's in the court on the court.
And now Gallagher checking in.
Yeah. They gotta take her out of there.
They're just draining clock. They're not gonna let her do anything. So now Monahan switches with her, gets in her face. Lob to Cronley. Curzon. McHugh to the wing. Back, open look for her. She's driving. Left hand, right-handed layup is good. 3-point game. Inbound play. Stolen. Now Villa will go to the line to shoot two and extend their lead to a two-possession game.
Second on Gummel.
Serene has to check out. She's hurting her own team.
Yep. She can't play like that.
Curzon to the line to shoot two. Misses the first. No way. They call back Gallagher. Serene stays in.
Really?
Well,
I don't know.
Shows what I know.
Yeah,
all right, Baxter's rolling the dice.
What is he saying? I'm not.
Second's good. 35-31, Villa. Serene walks it up gingerly, I might add.
She can barely dribble.
Now, Gerzon's in her face, and I don't blame her.
No.
If you're going to play in a court, you're going to play.
Gierczyk looked for the drive. She lost it. Now the Gummel in the corner. She can knock down that three. Too strong. Goes into the hands of Cronley. Gerzon in no particular hurry. Under 3 minutes. Radner was leading this entire game, if you're just tuning in. And now Villa has a four-point lead. Timeout, Hurricanes. We'll keep it here. 35-31 with 2:44 left in this ballgame, Andrew.
Yeah, it's been an excellent ballgame. Villa Maria stepped up the defense. The injury to Serene is really hurting Radner, especially on the defensive end.
I think they don't have another ball handler.
Really? She's the primary ball handler.
I understand that, but she can barely move. That's what I say. You can't. You're telling me that whoever comes in and subs for her is worse
can run
in full strength with. You
know. I mean, folks, I know we can't show you video, but I mean, Serene can barely walk, let alone run.
And when she dribbles, it's like prime to have it stolen. She can't move quickly, and she certainly can't pivot on that leg.
And she can't play defense. They had to switch off of her because they were playing stalling. All right, you're not going to come get us? I'm just going to wait here until you switch.
I got to accept the coach's decision that whoever would sub for her, she's out now.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Couple of quick updates. Marble Newtown beat Upper Moreland 50-35. They now have a win, and you're in the states to get into states. Springfield and Bishop Shanahan are headed to overtime, tied at 29.
Interesting. That will play the winner of this game. The Hurricanes lead 2:30 and counting. Tough man-to-man defense by Radner now. Dribble handoff. Now kick to the corner. Bill playing some stall now. Cronley back out. Dribble drive. Catania, the Gerzon. Dole checks into the game. Cronley. The Gerzon. Now Radner fouls. Well, if you can't steal, they're going to hold it. You might as well foul. That's their 15th foul, so you need to get two more till they're in the bonus. Bader checks in. She relieves Davis. Well, that's an interesting decision. Inbound play. Catania throws it away. Ball goes to Radner.
Now they have to score on every possession here. They're 2 points out. They're 4 points out.
Well, you need a good look.
You
need a good look if you're Radner just to try and get in the paint or even go to the line and stop the clock. We're at 2:05 here in the fourth.
We'll see how fast they try a three-point.
Radner trails by four. Monahan. Has it stolen out of her hands. It's lobbed ahead. Catania. Layup's good. 37-31. And Villa can taste the victory. Gallagher driving. Layup. No good. She gets her own rebound. That's your check. Cleans up the garbage. And we're back to a four-point game. A minute 34. Timeout. Radner.
They'll stay here. Oh, okay.
You want to step aside?
Go ahead. We'll step aside.
We'll step aside. High school basketball's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 37-33, a minute 34. A win for the Hurricanes. Go ahead, Andrew, real quick.
Quick update from the 6A boys playback. Haverford has guaranteed themselves a state spot with a 63-41 victory over Westchester Henderson tonight.
Okay. Winner of this game goes to Lake Corps for the championship. Inbound play. Tossed ahead. McHugh. No rush. Tossed ahead. Around the horn. Great job, and it's fouled. They're going to call an intentional foul on Gallagher. They're going to say a push. I mean, I know. I don't know.
She did. She put. It was marginal. I mean, it was. I think part of the problem was she'd already passed the ball and she got shoved. That's.
So now Gerzon will shoot two, and they'll get the ball. Seven-seeded Hurricanes. Gerzon makes the first, and they're running away with this one late.
That's when you want to run.
They did not have the lead until the fourth quarter. They led 2-0. Radnor went on a huge lead. Gerzon makes the second. Now they'll retain possession.
It's the old story. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
If you're Radnor, it's only a two-possession game, though. 6 points. It's 39-33 with a minute 26 left. Now there's some confusion at the scores table. Looks like they got it all settled. Inbound play. Looking for the inbounder, Cronley. Back out. They'll reset. She's going to be fouled. And it's a foul on Monahan. 1-1. It is a 1-1 with a minute 20. Davis will check back in for the Raptors. Big free throw here. Yep. Can make it a three-possession ball game.
And she gets, you know, if she makes the first one, she can make this even more damaging.
That is correct. The sophomore.
She
makes
made
the
it.
First clutch free throw. Her ninth point. The next one will make it double digits. Takes two dribbles and a spin. Drains it. 10 points for her. Extends their lead. 41-33. It's been all Villa late. Dribble drive. Here's your check for the slip. Davis underneath. She's denied, but fouled. Davis will go to the line to shoot two. The minute and 6 seconds left.
Is that
in
three
this
on McHugh,
one.
I think?
That is three on McHugh now.
Davis needs them both. Drains it.
Yep.
Gallagher will check in for the shooter. That's Davis. Made them both. She subs out. 7-point game.
What you got?
Again, 6A playbacks. Downingtown West has clinched a state berth, 77-68 over Perk Valley.
Boy, big scores.
Thank you.
And sometime in overtime, Shanahan leads Springfield 32-29.
Wow. Winner of that game will play. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Villa Maria. Davis checks back in. Anything can happen with a minute left.
That's four on your check.
McHugh at the line. 1-1. 6-point ball game. Made the first. Clutch. Free throw shooting down the stretch for the Hurricanes.
When you got a bit of a lead and you can make those clutch free throws, it's going to put you over the top.
Her 13th point hides Gerzon for the team lead. Now she takes it. That's the team-leading 14th point. Inbound goes to Monahan. She races up the court. This is when you need to start shooting some threes. Monahan thought about it. Instead, yep. Pulls it back out. Bader, no hesitation. 3 feet behind the line. Out of bounds. Villa takes possession. Timeout. Timeout. Do you want to give some more updates, Andrew?
Don't have any.
All right, so you talked. We'll keep it here, though, real quick, Andrew, because you said Shanahan is winning right
Shanahan
now?
Shanahan leads 32-29 at some point during the overtime.
Okay. Woo!
That game has had one bucket scored in the overtime, a three ball from Shanahan.
Okay, so right now the winner of that game will play the winner of this game. It looks like it's going to be Villamaria. The Hurricanes will go to Lee Cora. Right now, Shanahan has the lead in that game. So, nevertheless, the 1-2 seed are going to be knocked off. That's Springfield and Marple Newtown.
Well, it's basketball, man. Unlike some other sports, it can happen.
Gotta love it. Any other scores go final? I know you were providing some other updates.
None yet.
Okay.
In the 6A playback, Springford and Penwood are headed to overtime tied at 30.
That's like our, fifth game of overtime tonight? This is
crazy. Third or fourth?
when you get to this level, it should be over. I mean, it should be that close.
That just tells you how great the games are that we've had. And this has been a great one here tonight, especially. Yep. Hurricanes throw it in. 48 seconds left. Lob it ahead. Your check. Foul on her. That's her fifth. Yep. She's done. Cronley will go to the line. Team's ninth, so it is a 1-1.
Who's up on the line?
It is Cronley. Cronley.
Davis will check back into the game for the foul out your check. Finally misses it. Rebound goes to Gallagher. She races ahead. 40 seconds. Kick to the far side. Thrown away. Vader had an open Gummel. Throws it away. 38 seconds. Do I dare say rock you like a hurricane? I'm going to say it. Here we go. Throwing ahead. Slowly in the foul. Catania will go to the line. That's a 10th team foul. They'll shoot two.
It's third on Gummel.
The student section knows for Villa. They're headed to Leah Cora.
Yep. Short of some kind of miracle. And if she nails these shots.
Ice in her veins. She's perfectly aligned. Catania down the stretch has done a fantastic job down the stretch, knocking down the clutch free throws. 11 points now. Make it. Ah, rimmed in and out. Clock runs. 30 seconds. Lobbed ahead to Gallagher. Vader, the three. Woo!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Woo, man. 3 feet behind the line on that one. We'll take a quick timeout. 22 seconds left.
Stay here.
All right, stay here. 44-38. That three was 3 feet behind the line.
We had originally talked we were going to talk to Grizon for an interview. You still want to stay with her? Or are we?
I think she turned the tide in the game.
I agree with you. She was everywhere. I mean, she hasn't been so much in it
scoring down
now.
The stretch, but I think during when they needed her when they're trailing.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. And I thought her defense was tremendous on Serena.
And I think she backed off in the fourth quarter because she could.
Right.
You know, the other teammates were picking it up. They were making their shots. She didn't have to be quite as aggressive. I thought she's played a terrific game.
I have to credit Catania McHugh down the stretch. Great free throw shooting.
Yep.
They're up to double digits. So Gerzon's got 13 points. McHugh's got a team-leading 14. And Catania has 11. Mainly from free throws down the stretch for McHugh and her.
But
go ahead, Andrew.
Couple of updates. In the 6A boys playbacks, Westchester East knocks off Council Rock North 56-51. And in the other semifinal, Shanahan holds on, defeats Springfield 34-29
in overtime.
Knocks off
the one seed. Shanahan goes to the championship game. And short of a miracle, they'll be playing the Hurricanes. Cronley walks the length of the floor. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Gummel. Incredible.
Yeah, that's
upset
why they play.
After upset, that's why they call it March Madness.
That's right.
In February.
In February, right.
First one rattles in and out. It's still a two-possession game.
And there have been upsets all over the brackets in 5 and 6A, but on both boys and girls'
side. All over the place. Gotta love it. Bonilla makes the second. Thrown ahead. Gallagher dribbles up. Set a pick to the lane. Misses the layup. Out of bounds. Out on Radner. And that should about do it. I don't know if they're going to continue the foul or not. There's 13 seconds left.
13 seconds, and it's now more than a due possession game. So
throwing in.
Yep.
They'll foul. Carly Catania will go to the line to shoot two. Extend their lead and get ready for the championship game.
Yep. Well, go ahead.
After three quarters in one of the other quarterfinals in 6A, Norristown leads Bensalem by two, 33-31.
Makes the first clutch free throw shooting down the stretch. Can't say it enough. Her 12th point and the majority from the line. And makes the second. 11 seconds. Under 10. Gallagher to the bucket. Lob for Davis. She makes that one. 1 second left. Your final. Villa 47. Radner 40. Villa will head to the championship game against Shanahan for the championship game played next week. Mike will go get our interview. Andrew, what a game.
What a game. Early on, it looked like it was going to be all Radner. Looked like they would possibly run away with it. But what fight from the Villa Maria Hurricanes. Excellent comeback. Way to keep for them to keep battling and get their way to Liacour Center. It's Shanahan, Villa Maria, a week from today, from tomorrow.
Well, Andrew, our interview is in the middle of a mosh pit.
I mean, that's not terribly surprising.
There's Villa student section stormed the court, did a dog pile at midcourt.
I just hope none of their players got hurt in that dog pile.
That's also very true. That's a good point. They're all wearing costumes. I know you can't see it.
I don't think we're getting our interview. Oh, we are getting our interview.
All right, here we go. Gerzon will check in with us. Your final, 47-40. Elena, you okay for the dog pile? You all good now?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you guys
you.
Are going to the championship game to play Shanahan. You just knocked off Springfield. I want to take it back to the second quarter. Your shots and three-point shooting really kept your team in the game. Can you talk about that? And your defense on Serene, your interface, you're a pickpocketer. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, coach just told me to keep on number 30, and that's what I did. I practiced all the threes and shots before the game, and I think that's what kept me going.
Now, can you talk about the second half, especially in the fourth quarter? Your team trailed the whole game. You were down 2-0, and from that point, Radner went on a giant run, but your team didn't slow up. You kept on attacking the paint. Was that something you guys talked about?
Yeah, during halftime, I just kept saying, relax, 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 don't quit, and we're the underdogs, and we kept that going.
Now, I know you guys are the, let's see, you're the 7th seed. You're playing the 6th seed. But do you feel like you guys from the first three games of this tournament are the underdogs?
Yeah. I do love this team so much. There's really no one else I'd rather be on the court with other than them.
Good luck. We appreciate it. Good luck in the championship
Thank
game.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Well, step aside real quick. Coming up next, we'll finish out the updates from around the league. Your final from Radner. 47-40. Villa advances the championship game. You're listening to Delco Hoops.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Your final, Villa 47, Radnor 40. Your final. They'll go to the championship game at Lee Acora at Temple University next week. Andrew, more importantly, you'll see Bishop Shanahan tomorrow for the semifinal of the boys' game on the 5A side at 3 p.m. against Chester.
Yeah, we'll be over there at Chester High School for what should be an amazing environment. Chester High School, always a great place to call a game. We'll be there tomorrow at 3. We'll also hopefully have updates from the other boys' semifinal, which is Radnor playing here where we are tonight against, I believe it's Upper Moreland.
Okay.
I don't have that in front of me.
We'll wait for the playbacks and everything else. Was there any other games that went final
and then
before
the
we sign off?
The other game that went final was in the 5A girls playback. Harriton knocks off Marion Mercy 40-33. It is Harriton versus Marple next Tuesday for the fifth and final spot in the playbacks. Springfield will play Radnor on Tuesday as well. That'll be to determine who's the 3 seed in 5A and who's the 4 seed.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We will sign off. 47-40, your final. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com. See you tomorrow.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.